When did you have to pick a parent? Call us at 877-591-9696. Particularly, and it could be, you know, kids of parents who are still married, but maybe if you're the child of divorced parents, like myself.
You might relate to this more.
Yeah, now I have to pick between my mom and my dad. Now, to tell you the story, my mom and dad had a very ugly divorce back in 1992 or three. I was just a little kid. And they're
so like 35 some years ago.
Yeah. So I was a little kid. There was a cheating situation and the whole family was torn apart. My brother went and lived with my dad. Me and my sister stayed with my mom. And there was a custody battle. Like, it was ugly. It was like they don't talk. And it's they never really had a conversation with each other about it. It just went straight to divorce. And so it was a really nasty situation. And though it was so long ago, they have never said, hey, let's just be chill.
Right. Like, it's never been like a amicable thing.
Right. This is something that I guess happened when they were in their, what, 30s must have been? And now they're, my mom is in her late 60s and so is my dad. And so this divorce ended in a very bad way is the point that I'm getting at. And my mom and dad only are ever in the same room when it's like a wedding. And even at my wedding, it was just awkward.
And even then, on opposite sides.
On opposite sides. And growing up, my mom and my dad did not have nice things to say about each other. And I'll give them a little bit of grace. I think we know more information now. And I think people know how to co-parent a little bit better. Divorce is a lot more common now.
Right.
And so, and I think, and there's more information. We know, you know, if you divorce, you probably shouldn't talk trash about the other parent to your kid.
Correct. However,
it happens.
A woman scorned.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, I got it from both angles.
It was
an interesting scenario. And so even when me and my wife, Stacy, got married, my mom and my dad were there. My mom will talk, you know, to him. She'll look at him. My dad won't look at my mom even all these years later. She's like, he won't make eye contact with me. It's very bizarre.
The shame.
Yeah. Yeah. And it still lives all these years later. And so I'm going to Vegas, which is where I grew up. And I'm getting this award.
It's a pretty big deal. But
It's the Nevada, basically the Nevada Radio Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Because I spent a number of years on the radio there before I came up here. I want my mom to be at this thing. Also, the tickets are really expensive, so I'm not just going to buy tickets for everybody.
Right.
But I want my mom to have a good time and not be, like, uncomfortable. So I've decided that I'm just going to bring my mom, which means I got to have kind of an awkward conversation with my dad. And I don't know, do I lie and go, like, I only got blah, blah, blah tickets?
They only give me two tickets, so, I mean, obviously one of them has to go to my wife.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, my wife has to be there. But he's going to know my mom's there.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to really be able to get away with, like, hiding that. And so it's just this, here I am at 39 years old.
Still dealing.
Dealing with the consequences of my dad's actions.
Yeah.
Really. And so I guess he can't really get that upset. But, you know, my mom was a much bigger part of, like, my early radio career and supported, you know, me and my dreams and stuff like that.
Yeah.
My dad was always like, hey, looks like you're having fun.
From the other house? You need anything?
Yeah.
No?
See you every other weekend. High five.
Ah, it's tough because I don't think people bring kids into this world thinking that them and the parents are going to split up at some point, you know?
Yeah. In a lot of cases, I think that some people think that having children and completing your family might fix problems that are underlying. And so it's never that intent, but it never fixes things,
no.
I don't think.
And, you know, as somebody who had parents that at one point I was like, please get divorced.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. It can be very problematic, especially when you're an adult and you have to, now I have to deal with these things. When did you have to pick a parent? Call and share the story at 877-591-9696. Now, it could be choosing between which of your divorced parents were going to be a part of something. Maybe you had to choose between who's going to walk you down the aisle. Is it your dad or your stepdad? Your dad's technically your dad, but your stepdad spent the most time with you.
Oh, I hadn't even considered that dynamic.
Maybe you told the stepdad, I'm sorry, even though you probably felt like he should have been there, but you didn't want to deal with that. 877-591-9696, or maybe a situation completely different, but we want to know your story. When did you have to pick between your parents?
Mom's house or dad's house for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, yeah. Even if it was something like a holiday, we'd love to hear that story. What the decision, what the choice was, and what the decision you made was. Again, 877-591-9696.
Go.
B96 with Mogan Carla Mornings asking, when did you have to pick between a parent? Typically, these are probably stories that would come from the children of divorced parents.
Right, right, right.
But maybe your parents are together and you still had to do this before. We'd love to hear your story at 877-591-9696. Jackie in Chicago Ridge, when did you have to pick between your parents?
Oh my God. Okay, so this was years ago.
Okay.
But at the time my parents were together, everything was going good. Come to find out, my dad was actually cheating on my mom with her cousin.
With her cousin?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Keeping it in the family, girl.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, were you a child when this happened, or were you an adult already?
I was pretty much, like, a teen. Like,
okay, yeah. So he cheats with the cousin. Was this the end of their marriage, essentially?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Okay, 100%. He ended up marrying the bitch. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, you shouldn't say that. Wait, so he married what? The cousin of your mom?
So basically, for the rest of everything that you ever did for the rest of your life, you had to choose between your dad and your
mom
because
of this messy situation. So now, okay, did you ever have a conversation with your dad and go, Dad, what? This is the worst decision making.
Yes, especially because, like, okay, my mom's cousin name is Tabitha, and we call her trash. Like, she's 100% disgusting trash. Ew, gross, that's a whole nother subject.
Tabitha Trashitha.
Exactly. But the fact that my dad, like, went out of his way to, like, cheat on my mom with this scummy piece of trash, ew.
Okay.
We never even let him.
So we never let him,
like, live it down, nothing.
So you still have a relationship with your dad despite this, right?
Yeah, because they ended up getting divorced because he realized that she was a piece of garbage, but we never let him forget.
No, by the way, we got that. So
can your mom and dad still be in the same room, though?
Right? That's where I said it gets messy, because now they all live under one roof, and he's married to a whole different lady.
Oh, my God. This is a problem.
Wait, they live in the same...
Jerry Springer...
I was about to say, what in the Maury? Yeah. Jerry, we need Jerry Springer to get involved in this. So now he's married to
we
the
need
cousin.
Him to come back.
Did family go to the second wedding to the cousin?
Absolutely not. Ew.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
What a weird situation.
They kind of like eloped. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
They like eloped. They lived together. It was great. And then he was like, oh, yeah, she's actually really gross. Let me divorce her. And then he tried to come back to my mom, and my mom was like, absolutely not.
Wow.
And now they all live under one big roof, and he's married, and yeah.
Wow, this story just continues to evolve.
Well,
it's gross.
I think if you're ever in a situation where you have to choose between your mom or your dad, you choose peace.
Yeah.
Exactly. I choose peace. I'm like, whatever makes you guys happy, I love it. But this is weird.
This is absolutely, absolutely messy. And you know what? And as a teen to be going through that, I'm sorry that you were there to bear witness to all the craziness that was going on. Because I got to think that that's a lot to process as a young person. And by the way, when you're a teen, you have enough of your own stuff going on, too.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, and I'm the oldest kid in my family, so that means my little brother and my little sister both had to witness everything.
Yeah, and then you take on, like, sort of caretaking responsibilities because the parents are, like, way distracted with their lives. And
How do you explain to your little sibling that your mom's cousin that they called auntie is now... step mama.
Well, you remember that Eminem song where they're like, "Hey kids, drugs are bad." If you don't believe me, ask your dad.
You just played that for them.
Yeah.
See, who said Eminem and Miss Rachel had nothing in common?
You know what? They should do a collab. And what a family tree that you guys now have. It just crosses back and forth.
It's so much fun.
Yeah. All right.
It's
well,
so much fun.
Well, thank you for sharing that wild, messy story with us, Jackie.
Thank you so much. And you guys have an awesome day.
All right,
you too. Bye.
Bye.
It's B96 with Mogan Carla Mornings and Leosha here in Chicago, who has a video that's gone viral because you may have stumbled upon the most bizarre, uniquely Chicago thing that's ever happened. What's up, Leosha?
How you doing this morning?
You know, we're doing pretty good. So this video went viral, and I want to hear the story from you. What neighborhood were you in, and what happened?
This is my regular day going to work. I work at Hooters in River North, and I was getting off on Grand Estate, and I was on the phone with somebody, and I'm like, am I bleeding right now? Is this Tyrese? I said, wait a minute, hold on. Is this a lady on the ground? I said, wait a minute, hold on again. Is this a car accident? What is going on right now? What's going on? I said, I'm going to call you back. I need to record this.
So this video, you see a Chicago fire truck, Chicago fireman. There's one in a cowboy hat, random. There's a woman on the ground, and then Tyrese.
Who is a famous person.
Who is a singer. He's in the Fast and the Furious movies. And what is this combination of people, and what did Tyrese have to do with this car accident?
I don't know. I feel like I was in a simulation.
Yeah.
I didn't know what was going on. The firefighter with the cowboy hat, he's the most famous one. Tyrese is actually, you know, we're from Chicago. Everybody thinks they're famous. Everybody's celebrities around here. So we see somebody famous, we go, like, oh, okay, we're not doing too much. But apparently he was in town for a concert or something like that. And as he was turning, he kind of seen what happened or something. The guy pretty much said that the scooter was in the way, and it was a whole bunch of stuff. The lady, she lost control, and that's why she hit the fire hydrant. It was so much. I was overwhelmed.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
It's a lot to see in a video, and it's a lot to hear.
We're going to share your video on our Instagram story at B96 Chicago because it genuinely is giving Chicago Fire.
This is better than any episode that they could write. Like you
what?
The stars don't align like that ever. And you cut it all on tape. That's hilarious.
It was a funny thing. I did not know. I did a double that day. So once I posted it, I'm just like, you know, it'll be funny. Ha ha ha. Look, he. And I posted it. And it was everywhere once I picked up my phone. I said, hey, what is happening?
That's so funny.
Did you at least ask Tyrese for a picture? Or did you think he was maybe a little preoccupied?
Oh, no. If y'all seen in the video, he was serious. He was not playing about helping Miss Lady. And he's not wrong. He was being a good Samaritan. He didn't need security. People's in the comments like, he don't need security. He's valid here in Chicago, which is cool. No, I wasn't asking for no picture. He already had too many cameras
in his face. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice to hear that. So he was just kind of like in the area, saw that this happened, and then was there to help.
Yeah.
That's
it just
cool.
So happened to be Tyrese, literally.
Yeah. You shared something that was random, and I think just made people smile or laugh or whatever the case.
We hope the lady's okay.
Yeah, I hope the lady's okay. Hope everybody's okay.
I talked to her son. Her son reached out to me, and the doctors showed them the video and told her, like, she's famous, and she's okay. She's doing well. She doesn't know Tyrese. I said in the video, like, hey, maybe she thinks Tyrese being funny. She never knows. She don't know Tyrese. She know him now.
That's funny.
But she's fine. She's okay.
That's funny.
And the son reached out to you. Well, we're glad that we got this is like a nice conclusion.
Yeah.
Tyrese is a good person, like in real life. Person.
Yeah. Everybody's okay. And you got to have a little bit of viral success there.
Yeah. It wasn't my first viral video, but yeah, it was cool.
All right.
She said, I'm not new to this. I'm true to this.
What's your Instagram so that everybody can follow you and catch all the action?
My Instagram, my name is Leosha. My Instagram is Healing Genie, HEALINGENIE _.
Healing Genie. All right, there you go. Well, thank you so much, and have a great day, okay?
Thank you, guys. Y'all have a great day. Thank you.
It's B96 with Moog and Carla Mornings. Moog, Carla, Ahmad the Amazing.
Hey, hey, hey.
The gang's all here.
Mm-hmm.
The skies have cleared a little bit. I was looking at the, now that I've become a professional on air quality indexes.
You are.
Well, I don't know if you've become so much a professional or if, like, you've added checking the index to your
daily routine. So, so apparently,
hourly.
It's really bad for pregnant people. And so me and my wife have been keeping an eye on.
Oh, well, now I feel like a jerk.
Yeah, it's not that I'm just so invested. So my wife is really wanting to, like, get outside and go for walks and stuff.
Yeah.
Because it's good when you're pregnant. And then, and also the air quality has been a factor too. So it's this toss up of like, do I go outside or is that actually bad for me and my pregnant self?
Do the toss up hands again?
Six, seven. I didn't even mean to do that. I'm just so inherently cool and young and hip. It's just wild.
Hip or hip replacement?
Once you use the word hip, I think you're out.
Yeah.
I think it becomes replacement. Anyway, plus it's going to be like 72 degrees for the high in Chicago today. Like, I'm so down with this.
It's a beach day.
Oh my gosh, I was just going to say that.
Yeah, I think it's a beach day.
Catch Ahmad in a Speedo today.
I love it.
With my little speaker, my Little Pony speaker on the beach.
You're lying.
It's filled with My Little Pony stickers. Yeah.
As it should be.
Yeah.
Our days are going to be so wildly different. You're going to be at the beach with your My Little Pony speaker.
Uh-huh.
I'm going. So, Stacey, as I mentioned, my wife is pregnant. We're going for another ultrasound today, so we get to take a peek at the baby.
Oh, nice.
See if it waves or anything.
You still don't know the gender?
No.
Like, the gender is visible, but you don't know it yet.
Well, I don't know how visible it is. It depends. I mean, if it's like me, you'd probably be able to see it from a mile away.
Go.
But we had the genetic testing done.
Uh-huh.
And so we have the results in an envelope, but we just haven't seen. Yeah. But, I mean, we might just find out today. Because what if they're just like, there it is. It's so obvious. You know somebody's lying when they have to say something like that.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about the most average guy in the world in every respect. And by the way, I'm okay with that.
Who is that one comedian that was like, you look like every guy in Chicago?
Oh,
Jeremy Piven.
Yeah.
Said, you look like every single guy in Chicago. Basically, I look like the sum of every regular ass white guy. And I take that as a compliment.
Yeah. But I remember being so upset for you. And I was like, why is he bullying my friend?
Oh, yeah. No, because he listened. It was fine when he said that, but then he was like, here's why. Because you have a beard and you're, like, overweight. And I was like, oh, okay, well, now that it doesn't feel as nice.
Well, have you seen Jeremy Piven lately? He just described himself.
Oh, my God.
No shade, but, yeah.
No shade, but you're defending your friend.
Yes. You know what? You know, I appreciate that.
Tentos, I think I said something similar to him that day, because I was like, don't make fun of my friend.
Oh, I like when you guys have my back.
Only we can bully you.
Yeah, only these guys can bully me.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, so we're going to get a peek at the baby, see if the baby waves or anything today.
That's going to be great. Do you take Dahlia to the ultrasounds with you so she can kind of like, Dahlia's is his daughter.
Yeah, no, she's going to be at daycare. I think it would just be a little bit
chaotic.
No, she went to our last appointment and she sat there and we gave her Moana on the phone.
Oh, so she don't care.
Yeah.
Yet.
She doesn't completely understand.
Yeah.
We talk about the baby in mama's belly and she's like, she's convinced it's a boy.
I am too. Carla and I were talking about this. Yeah. I think it's a boy.
No.
Carla thinks it's a girl.
I don't know if I think it's a girl or if I want
it. I hope it's a girl.
I hope it's a girl.
But Dahlia thinks there's a boy in there. And I guess maybe we will find out today because who knows? Maybe the ultrasound tech is just like, so here's your boy. You know what I mean? Because sometimes they don't always know that you don't know.
Yeah.
Are you the type of dad that's gonna name your son after you?
I used to think that.
John Moog the 17th. Don't you come from a long line of Johns?
My grandpa was John Moog.
Yeah.
Mm.
And his dad was John Moog, but they skipped a generation.
Oh, so you're still technically the first.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not gonna do that.
Okay.
No, John Jr., JJ. That's
JJ,
a cool nickname.
I like that. JJ.
That was my nickname as a kid. Everybody called me JJ, which makes no sense because it's not like my middle name is... starts with a J. I get it. But that was my nickname as a little kid. Anyway.
JJ.
Yeah, so all of us will be having different days today, mm-hmm. as it turns out. Coming up, we have to give Ahmad some space here to make a public apology to somebody. Always something with you, Ahmad.
You know, and it's owed. It's owed this time.
They call him Ahmad the Amazing.
Ahmad the Apologist.
Yeah. We're going to find out why Ahmad has to apologize. Who he has to apologize to. Is it the world in general? Is it the city of Chicago? Is it one specific person?
Now I'm thinking, has he wronged me?
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Coming up next. It's B96 with Moe and Carla Mornings. Moe, Carla, and Ahmad the Amazing. And Ahmad... sort of saved the day for someone who works with us, but also ruined it, too. So,
I don't think so.
Let's say hi to Letty. Letty B, who does the show after us. She comes on from 9 to 2 every day. Hi, Letty. Good morning.
Hi, guys.
So if you could share the story again. So basically, Letty, your 5-year-old Sophia loves Minecraft.
Yeah, so she recently got into the game, but she's a little young for the game still, so she's, you know, trying to figure it out, and I don't know how to play at all. I know nothing of this game.
Right.
So she was very upset yesterday morning because somehow she fell into a hole in the game. So if you're not familiar with the game, you build your own little world, you build your house, you can get pets, and just you build your own world around yourself. And so she somehow, her character fell into a hole in the ground, and she was in there with her pet pig, and they were stuck and couldn't get out of the hole, and she was so upset, and I couldn't help her.
Yeah, so she's 5 years old. She's, like, upset. Was she, like, crying?
Oh, my gosh, she was hysterical. Yeah. She was like, I can't get out. What do I do?
So she's stuck in the hole with her pet pig.
Yeah, Minecraft can be frustrating.
Yeah, so she goes on about her day, and Letty brings the iPad to work and asks, does anybody know how to do this? And Ahmad steps in to try and be the hero, right?
I used to play Minecraft all the time, so I was like, I got this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was trying to surprise her, you know, when I picked her up from summer camp and be like, look, mommy figured it out for you. I was so excited that Ahmad said, I can do this. So I handed him the iPad to help, and he figured it out, but he kind of killed her pet pig in the process.
So because her daughter's character was stuck in a hole, Ahmad was trying to, like...
Pick my way out with the axe.
So Ahmad had an axe, and he's like, axing at brick is what it looked like, or through sand.
Uh-huh.
And the pig got in the way.
Yeah.
The pig caught astray, and you brutally slaughtered a pig.
She was going to have to cook and eat the pig anyway.
No, it was her pet.
No, she was not.
She was. That's how you stay alive. You have to eat, and, you know, she would have had to cook the pig.
So,
I don't think she even knows that, like, we...
And this is like, didn't you say it's like the kid-friendly version? So, like, your character doesn't die. So
her character doesn't do any killing. There's none of that.
Oh, okay.
But Ahmad.
Ahmad's character does, apparently.
Yeah. Ahmad successfully gets the character, so the pig dies, but gets the character out of the hole, right? I guess what I want to know, Letty, is, you know, when you got home and told your 5-year-old, we fixed your Minecraft, got you out of the hole, but your pig is dead. How did that go?
You know what? She was okay with it.
Oh, really?
She was not that attached to the pig. She was like, oh, okay. Well, what's funny is I handed her the iPad and I said, look, we fixed it. It was a mod. And she was like, oh, yay. And she starts playing and then she's like, mommy, I'm back in the hole. I was like,
no.
She went back in the hole.
So the issue isn't the slaughtered pig. The issue is being stuck in the hole. And is she still stuck in the hole?
Yeah, she's stuck in a different hole this time.
Who's making holes in this?
It's her.
I think it's time for a new game.
I would also like to
need to move on.
That this entire figuring out how to get out of the hole took us like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And there was just 4 grown adults around an iPad to the point where our boss came out of the office and was like,
what's going on?
What are you doing?
It seemed like work is happening here.
That's so funny. Well, you know, I'm sorry that she's stuck in a new hole.
Yes.
But you got a new adventure today, Ahmad.
I guess I do. I'm sorry I killed her pig.
Does she have any new pets that are going to catch some stray?
She has a panda.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Ahmad,
so now you can kill
from
a panda.
The panda.
I would feel really bad about killing a panda more than a pig.
More than a pig. Okay. All right. All right. Well, you know what? At least we know that you can get out of this hole now.
Yeah, thanks, Ahmad. I'm bringing the iPad later. Yeah.
I got you.
All right, lady. We'll see you in a little while.
Okay, bye.
You know what? Let's hear from the parents and ask, what can your kids do that you can't? 877-591-9696. Because I feel like no matter how, like, tech savvy you are, like, kids get on that phone or that iPad or whatever the piece of technology is, and they just know it.
Right.
Like, well, I mean, like, with Minecraft, I mean, Letty had to ask 4 different adults.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
But I'm sure that there's a parent out there that's tried to help their kid with the new version of Long Division and has been like, oh, I don't.
Yeah. That's a great, because it's called Common Core, I believe, right? The math that they teach now, which is different than the math that we grew up with.
Very different.
877-591-9696. Now, what can your kids do that you cannot do? We would love to hear from you. As a parent of a youngster, I'm sure there's going to be so many things that can come, but right now I'm pretty good. She's pooping her pants.
Well, she's 2.
All right, let's admit it. What can your kids do that you cannot? At 877-591-9696. It's at Mogan and Carla Mornings on B96 and Ashley from Hammond, Indiana. So this is going to be about your son. Is that right?
Yes. Now, he's very smart.
Okay, but it says here, genius.
Oh, yeah, he probably is. I have not gotten tested, but, like, I cannot argue with him because he's just always right.
Oh, wow.
You know what? Some people just have that incredible ability to think so quickly and debate like that. Is it a debate thing, or is it with a specific, like, subject?
Well, with this story, it's just a specific subject. My husband was very mathematically smart, and he passed it down to all of our kids.
Oh, good for them.
Well, my son, he literally, I don't know if he even did anything last year, but he made honor roll the entire year.
Wow.
But one day, he came home, and we were going over his homework, and he got something marked wrong, and he was like, no, this is right. My husband looked at it, he's like, yeah, no, it's right. And so I got a hold of another mom, and she's like, well, my daughter got it marked right, but it was wrong on her paper. It was something totally different.
Oh.
So my son's like, well, does this mean I'm smarter than the teacher? And I'm like, yeah, kind of, I guess.
That is genius behavior.
So did the teacher review it and go like, oh, yeah, actually, you were right. I was wrong.
Yeah, and it wasn't the first or only time.
Oh, wow. So you're saying your son is a math genius, an Einstein.
Yeah, I think he could be a math genius. He could be a science genius. He's really off the charts.
You know what? That's really amazing. And I really like that. I never had the math science brain. Like, my brain was more like the arts English side. Right. And like math.
That's okay. You played the tuba like an angel.
Yeah.
Oh, true.
sweet sounds of the tuba.
Yeah.
sweet melodic sounds.
The world needs that more than math.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We all have our place in the world. All right. So we got a genius on our hands. So he's much better at math than you are, is what you're saying.
Oh, he's much better at a lot of things than me. And it's really hard to argue with him because he's so logically smart. He knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
I'm like, well,
he's running circles around you, Mom.
All I'm imagining is like your son is like a young Sheldon.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
He is. Wait till you meet him. You guys will have to meet him. He is so smart. You'll be blown away.
I love it. All right. We got a genius on our hands.
I can't wait to meet another genius.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's totally, that makes sense. Yeah, genius and genius. All right. Thank you, Ashley. Have a great day.
You too. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Right. We got to welcome our friend Gloria. Gloria from Evanston. Gloria, what is your kid better at than you?
I never knew as a kid, I never did cartwheels or anything. So she's good at cartwheels. She's now, now that I'm 27 years old, I'm going to be 28 in 5 months. She's like, Mommy, do a cartwheel with me. I'm like, girl, do you see how old I am?
You are literally so young, Gloria.
No, but Gloria, I feel the same way because I can't do a cartwheel. I try all the time.
Even when I was a kid, I tried doing a cartwheel and I couldn't get up and over.
I can't. Yeah, I can't.
You know what I mean? Like, it would just be sort of this fall over thing that happened.
So, Gloria, who taught your daughter how to do cartwheels?
Yeah.
Herself. She watches YouTube videos and does it herself. She's like, oh, Mom, look, I can do this. She can even throw a split.
Oh, wow. You need to put her in gymnastics like yesterday.
Yeah, that's what I get told. And me, I say I'm old because when I was 15, I had a lower back surgery. So that's why I'm like, I feel old because of that.
All right. Okay. We'll give you some old points for that.
A little back pain.
A little seasoning. All right.
Bye.
Hi.
Which one is that, Angie or Karen?
Karen. Angie's still sleeping.
Oh, okay. All right.
She's doing all those cartwheels, you know.
That's right. All right, Gloria, thank you. We'll see you on the live. By the way, we're streaming live at B96 Chicago on Instagram if you want to join in on the conversations. Grandma Debbie, your daughter is better at what than you?
Speaking Spanish.
Oh,
she wanted me to help her in high school, and I can't do it at all. She's like, you're just making it worse, and she quit. Someone else to help me.
She was like, let me practice with you, and then you just made it worse.
Yeah, okay. I cannot do them at all. I tried, though.
Yeah, you tried. Being multilingual or bilingual even is a very difficult thing. Especially if you're learning it at an older age like me.
Yeah.
I'm learning on Duolingo, and it's tough. It's tough. I'm learning, like, word by word.
You're almost at, like, what, 600 days, right?
I'm at 530 or something like that. Okay. Yeah, a day streak on Duolingo.
And in 2,000 days, we'll get sentences in.
Yeah, it might just be. Thank you. Oh, go ahead. What were you going to say? Yeah,
good luck with that, Mo. Good luck with that. I hope you can get it better than I did.
Oh, a.k.a. you're not going to try Duolingo.
Have a great day.
Right, have a great day. And she's like, I'm giving up on that dream of speaking Spanish.
Yeah, all right. You know what? It's hard. It takes a long time.
Yeah.
Well, all right. So coming up, 7:50, Can't Crush Carla, your chance to win $1,000. We'll test your pop culture knowledge, all right?
Don't worry. We won't test your Spanish knowledge because I'd win.
Yeah, probably.
Wake up in the morning feeling like...
Just a couple of minutes away from getting you on the phone for Can't Crush Carla and a chance to win $1,000 on B96. It's Mogan Carla Mornings, and it's time for The Truth Jar. And the reason that we do The Truth Jar is because we read somebody's diary for, like, months on end. And then we thought, you know what, let's share a little bit about ourselves.
Let's spill our own secrets for once.
So Ahmad has a jar, and inside this jar is a bunch of random questions that are probably, the answers in most cases are probably TMI or way too deep and personal, but the deal is we've got to answer them truthfully.
And you know what, it gives you a little more perspective into who we are.
Yeah. All right, so he has picked a question out of the jar, and what are we going with for the truth jar today, Ahmad?
What is the craziest place you have done PDA?
What are we considering PDA?
All the way? Or just PDA?
Are we talking kissing at the bar? Or are we talking, or is it like, what is the most extreme sort of PDA
you've
had?
Sounds like you both have multiple stories.
No, I've never been a PDA girl.
Really?
I've never really been a PDA girl.
No kissing and cuddling at the movies, no.
I'm grown.
I lost my virginity at a movie theater.
You're going to tell people that?
In Lord of the Rings, and that's not even the craziest PDA I've had in my life.
Oh?
Moog.
But you go first. Ahmad the Amazing.
Mine is kind of embarrassing. I was closeted in high school, and there was an out gay guy at the school, and I was like, well, I already know he's gay. Let's experiment. So I parked my car on this dirt road behind my house.
Sure did.
And there was like this gate that never opened. There was some like remote house back there, but I never paid attention. So we're like getting heavy in the back seat, and there's a bang on my window. Little old lady's like, get out of here. I'm going to tell your mom. I panic with like my pants half down, hop in my car seat, in the driver's seat, and I speed off. I don't know if I probably ran over that woman's foot. I drove away so fast, but that was probably my craziest PDA.
Wow.
Oh, wow. But you know what? You actually reminded me of a PDA moment that I did have.
Oh, really?
That I didn't realize.
Because you were kind of looking at us like...
Like, ew.
Ew, yeah.
Okay, well, only because you said you were young. I was also young. I was like 15.
Mm.
And...
By the way, we're streaming live at B96 Chicago on Instagram if you'd like to see the red face that Carla has right now.
Okay, so you reminded me because you said that this lady knew your mom. Mm-hmm. This lady knew my mom. So I was at my friend Brianna's house, and Brianna's mom and my mom are friends. They've been friends since like in their early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And Brianna was my best friend in high school. And there's this guy named Julian Reyes. Why am I giving everybody's name right
the full government.
And he really liked me and I really liked him. And we were at Brianna's house and we were making out on her couch. But mind you, this is like the living room of this woman's home.
Oh, wow.
So, like, very inappropriate.
Living room is pretty crazy.
Inappropriate. But, like, when you're that young, you don't realize that what you're doing is inappropriate. Mm. And so, anyway... the next day at school, Brianna was like, Carla, I need to tell you something. And I was like, what's up? And she said, my mom saw you, you know, kissing Julian on the couch.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, do you think she's going to tell my mom? And she was like, no, but she did tell me to tell you that our house is not a hotel. So you can't do
that's funny.
And you know what? Her mom is absolutely correct, but how mortifying was that?
How embarrassing.
So
our house is not your hotel.
That's crazy.
Get a room somewhere else.
Yeah. I hate that. But I was really young and, you know, like...
Yeah, that's just with all these stories.
Yes.
We were really young.
But I think that's why, to this day, I don't like PDA.
Yeah. It scarred you.
It really did. It really, like, made me... It gave me a different perspective. And now I'm like, you know what? I do have a home.
Mm. Yeah. Now, when it comes to PDA, like me and Stacey, we're married now. We don't just, like... kiss at the bar or anything. But in our earlier days, when we first got together, we went on vacation to San Diego and we found ourselves in this hotel by a marina.
Sure.
And we fully
engaged
outdoors on the dock at this marina. And everything was going fine until I hear, hey, and it was like a scene out of a movie. And here comes a security guard with a flashlight. And so me and Stacy were
talk about a walk of shame.
And we ran.
A run of shame.
It was a run of shame. And we ran out of there. And it really was like a scene out of a movie because we were like laughing. He didn't get us. He just said, hey. And by the way, if I'm a security guard, get after it. What a hater.
Yeah, honestly.
An absolute hater. Young love, and you're just hating on it?
In the marina.
Now, is that probably illegal? I think so.
Yeah.
But we were much younger. Again, that's the that's the asterisk. So there you go. There's the truth jar for today. Look at us. None of us are all that innocent.
Yeah.
I bet you listening are not either.
Exactly.
Because I bet you can think back to that time that you probably shouldn't have done that PDA, whether it was light or heavy.
Right.
Yeah. All right, let's get you on the phone for Can't Crush Carla. Call now for a chance at $1,000. The number is 877-591-9696. It's you versus Carla. 5 pop culture questions. If you get more correct than she does, then you win that money.
Easy peasy. Let me just get the shame monster off my back.
All right, there you go. Good luck. It's
B96.
Can't Crush Carla.
All right, Jalissa on the South Side is going to attempt to crush Carla today for $1,000. Can't Crush Carla is brought to you by Planet Fitness. What's up, Jalissa?
Hi.
You ready to win some money?
I am.
All right. You got to start by throwing Carla out of the room.
All right, go get out of here, Carla.
Fine.
All right, so let's do this. 5 pop culture questions. Get more correct than Carla does, and you will win that $1,000. Here we go with question number 1. A fan proposed to Zendaya at the Mexico premiere of the new Spider-Man film. Zendaya replied, "You're too late." Which character does Zendaya play in the Spider-Man films?
Zendaya.
Question number 2. A Snoop Dogg biopic will be released in the summer of 2027. Which cocktail does Snoop Dogg enjoy sipping on while he's laid back?
Genevieve.
Question number 3. Christopher Nolan explained that he banned Uggs on the set of The Odyssey to help the cast stay in the world of their characters. True or false, Odyssey was originally a novel?
True.
Question number four. Taylor Lautner's wife shared a throwback picture of herself reading Twilight. Taylor Lautner then commented, "And you really finished reading this exact book?" and said, "Yeah, I'm still Team Sparkle." Which character did Taylor play in the Twilight films?
Jacob.
Question number five. Chicago's aquarium has rescued several beluga whales from a failed marine park in Canada. What is the name of Chicago's aquarium?
The Shed Aquarium.
All right, let's get Carla back in here while she's on the way in. Whoa, you were training to play women's tackle football.
Yes, I'm trying.
Is this, what level of, is this like an intramural thing? Is this more of like a professional thing? What? How is this working out? Yes.
It's a semi-pro team here at Chicago Wind.
All right. What's the team called?
The Chicago Wind. Mm-hmm.
The Chicago what?
Wins.
Ooh. Oh, so she's training to play women's tackle football.
Wait, I love that.
So whether or not you win this game, Carla, I bet you she could kick your ass.
Oh, I know you can. I just know you can because you're willingly doing this.
Yeah, by the way, she might also win this game. Welcome back, Carla. All five correct for Jalissa on the south side.
Let me stand up.
Like that's going to make a difference.
It does. More blood flow.
Okay.
My brain.
Sure. I'm not going to tell you which ones you get right or wrong till we get to the end.
Okay.
Question number one. A fan proposed to Zendaya at the Mexico premiere of the new Spider-Man film. Zendaya replied, "You're too late." Which character does Zendaya play in the Spider-Man films?
MJ.
Question number two. A Snoop Dogg biopic will be released in the summer of 2027. Which cocktail does Snoop Dogg enjoy sipping on while he's laid back?
Gin and juice and on the laid back. Gin and juice.
Question number three. Christopher Nolan explained that he banned Uggs on the set of The Odyssey to help the cast stay in the world of their characters. True or false, Odyssey was originally a novel.
This is true.
This reminds me of when the finale of Game of Thrones, they accidentally had a Starbucks cup that was on the table.
Wait, that's so funny.
It kind of takes you out of the moment, and then they edited it out, I guess. Not long after it was released.
But I feel like Uggs are giving medieval boot, right?
I don't think so.
No?
I don't think they had Uggs back then.
Okay, sorry. Never mind.
Question number four. Taylor Lautner's wife shared a throwback picture of herself reading Twilight. Taylor Lautner then commented, "And you really finished reading this exact book?" and said, "Yeah, I'm still Team Sparkle." Which character did Taylor play in the Twilight films?
He was Jacob.
Question number five. Chicago's aquarium has rescued several beluga whales from a failed marine park in Canada. What is the name of Chicago's aquarium?
Shed Aquarium.
Yeah, it is the Shed Aquarium. Yeah, it was like 30 or something beluga whales that they had to rehome from this failed marine park in Canada.
Oh, so, is it because of the fires or it just failed?
No, it just didn't work out. Yeah. So several of them ended up here in Chicago, and there's been a whole thing for them to transport them. Have you seen any of these pictures of them being transported, Jalissa?
I have not.
It's apparently really hard to transport beluga whales.
Well, aren't whales like really, really big? Like,
they're
bigger
massive.
Than we can.
Yeah.
I can't really think about it.
Yeah, they're pretty massive. All that to say, you both got them all correct. I don't know if this was too easy. I thought for sure that you would never get the gin and juice one, Carla.
Really? Yeah. Oh, mine, my money, my money.
I thought for sure there was no way that song was way too old for Carla.
He also, Snoop Dogg also released like his own canned version of gin and juice.
Yes, mm-hmm. He should.
And I did go to the premiere of it, so.
Oh, all right, fine.
No, I'm sorry.
Well, you know, I'm bummed because you did so well, Jalissa, but unfortunately, you know what this means.
Yes, it means I could not, unfortunately, crush Carla today.
Not today, but you're good. I mean, she knew all this. She didn't even have to think, Jalissa. She just knew it all. So,
you can't see me. I'm definitely sweating.
Well, thank you for playing, Jalissa, and have an amazing day. We invite you to try back again, okay?
You too. Thank you. All right. Have fun playing.
Oh, I'm glad you did. All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye. And go team. I love that she plays football. You should go play football.
I know. I just want to know what it's like to feel this powerful.
Yeah.
Physically powerful.
I want to know what it's like to make a touchdown just once in my life.
Oh, you have you ever played football?
Hell no.
Like, not even with your friends, like on Thanksgiving or something?
No. No, in middle school, we had to play in PE, and I was so unathletic. I was running in the wrong direction. They were like, Moog, where are you going? It was the one time I got the ball, and I was like, just leave me out of this.
You're like, I'm running the other way so no one tackles me.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we'll do Can't Crush Carla again tomorrow morning, 7:50 on B96.
B96, is it a match or a mistake? With Moog and Carla Mornings.
Miles in Orland Park. So you're dating somebody, but it sounds like there's something that she doesn't like about you.
My girlfriend doesn't think I'm manly enough.
Oh, okay.
I don't like that phrasing.
Yeah, what even does that mean?
So, like, I mean, I've never really felt insecure about my manhood.
Sure.
But ever since I started dating this girl, like, she makes me feel super beta.
Oh, this is interesting. Why?
It's because, like, her dad and her brother, they're, like, blue-collar, hard-working men. You know, they work with, like, these big machines. They get dirty and stuff. And, like, I'm a marketing consultant. I work in an office in the Loop.
Oh, okay.
The Loop is manly. Lots of concrete buildings.
Yeah, the trains, they're loud. That's manly. So,
how does she phrase it when she says it? Like, what is an instance where she's called you or made you feel
not manly?
She like makes these little jokes. She's like, oh, never piss my brother off. Oh my god, he'd kick your ass.
Oh.
And like, she's like, my dad asked when you're gonna get a mani-pedi. And like, these kind of bullying-ish type of comments.
Wow.
She even joked about fixing stuff around the house. She's like, oh, can you change a light bulb or do you need to watch a YouTube video first?
Like, oh,
wow.
And have you...
So you're getting bullied by your girlfriend.
Yes.
Have you guys always had this type of banter back and forth relationship, or is it a lot of her teasing you and you kind of taking it?
Roll
it. I mean, it's mostly just me dealing with it because it's not that, you know, it's like not that big of a deal, but
It's bugging you enough to talk to us. Have you expressed to her, like, I don't like when you talk to me like that?
Yes. Yeah, I have.
How did she receive that?
She was like, you're being a little bitch. Build a bridge and get over it.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
And building a bridge would be a very manly thing to do.
So you could scratch that off your list.
Yeah.
But I understand that these comments are starting to get to you, and you've tried communicating them, and they haven't really been... It hasn't changed anything. What I will say is this seems to be her way of joking in general, whether it's okay or not.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that this means that she is genuinely kidding and she doesn't see you as anything less than the man that you are and want to be.
I am too. I will ask you, you know, because so far we've heard you say that your girlfriend makes you feel like you're not manly enough to be with her, and then she makes all these mean comments to you. Can you tell us something redeeming? Like, why would we consider staying with somebody who's, like, bullying us?
Like, I know it sounds, you know, bizarre because all that stuff, but I mean, she's an incredible cook. She fosters animals. Like, she's also really good at, I guess I'll say, in bed.
Oh, okay.
So, she's taking in charge in bed. Do you ever think that maybe that's also why she's calling you a beta? Because she wants you to
take
handle
charge?
Business?
I mean, yeah, I haven't thought about that. All I know is, you know, she's kind of stuck on how manly I am. And so, like, I don't know. It's making me question the whole relationship.
Okay, this is very interesting to me. So, if you're just joining us, it's Miles in Orland Park. And his girlfriend has essentially said time and time again that he's not manly enough for her and makes jokes about him not being manly, has said things like her brother could kick his ass.
Oh,
which,
I hate that.
You never want that. That would piss me off. Can you be in a relationship with somebody who bullies you? A, so there's a couple things here.
Yeah.
A, that she's bullying him. B, that she's going out of her way to make him feel not enough.
Like a little emasculated?
Emasculated, yeah. And that's, oh man, that sucks. And do you, before her, you said that you never felt like you were not man enough. Do you feel, would you consider yourself like a guy's guy, a manly guy?
Yeah, you know, I'm not like, I don't know. I guess what makes it frustrating too is I'm not even the type of guy that she's making it sound like I am.
Right.
You know, like I watch sports, stuff like that.
So there's never been a time in your life where you have felt less than other men
right.
until now.
Yeah, not really.
Okay. Huh. Let's see if this could be a match or a mistake. I think we need to hear from some guys that maybe are dating more, I don't want to say more powerful women, but more out there, strong-headed women.
Right, because sometimes the dynamic isn't what people would consider like traditional in some ways. 877-591-9696. Can this be a match? Or is this a mistake?
Or does she need to go find herself a
burly man? Yeah, a lumberjack. again, 877-591-9696. Maddie needs some help today. Now it's up to you to It's B96 with Mogan and Carla Mornings and Match or Mistake, which is brought to you by Postman Law. Others promise, Postman delivers. So we have Miles in Orland Park, and his girlfriend is essentially his bully. She kind of gets after him about not being manly enough.
Which, like, what does that even mean?
She compares him to her brother and her dad. She says, oh, can you change this light bulb, or do you need to watch a YouTube video first? So, like, and he's like, yeah, he's like a corporate guy. He works in, like, an office in the loop. He's not, like, getting his hands dirty. On some level, I've gotten this from, like, my dad and my brother, and they've always been like, you're like an indoor guy. Your hands have never gotten dirty in your life. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
They've never gone as far as to say, like, you're not manly, but sure, it's implied on some
level. It's implied. I think it's also really interesting that she's looking at her boyfriend and thinking, you should be more like my dad and brother, because no.
Yeah, yeah.
Ever.
Something Freudian happening there that she needs to figure out. But really, the question is, can this be a match, or is it a mistake for them to continue in this relationship where he's getting bullied for not being manly enough? I'm sorry, is it Nia? Nia?
It's Neha.
Neha. Okay, Neha, I'm wheeling. You say it's a mistake, and what are your thoughts? Why do you say it's a mistake?
Yeah, so I think in a relationship, you respect one another, and, you know, the bullying is one thing, but then he tried to talk to her about how he was feeling about it, and she didn't seem to really respect his feelings and told him to build a bridge and get over it.
Right.
I would never do that to my husband when we were dating or now.
Yeah, and look, I understand in a lot of cases women are attracted to somebody who can build things, who can work hard, you know?
Yeah. I don't know what it is about a lumberjack.
I get it. And, like, if I ever go do work on my car or something, I make sure my wife sees my hands.
Like, look at this baby, look what I did.
Yeah. But I would not love to be, like, made fun of, essentially. You don't want to be made fun of by the person that you spend all your time with.
Right. So, yeah. And it does come down to respect, Neha, because she should respect the fact that he has the job he has as well.
Yeah.
I think two things can be great at once at the same time.
Well, thank you, Neha, and you have a wonderful day, okay?
Thank you.
Bye.
Jessica in Elk Grove Village, you say it's a mistake as well. What are your thoughts?
I feel like it's emotional abuse. And if he were the one bullying her and talking to her like that, then she'd have a whole army behind her saying, oh my God, you need to leave him. He's so mean. It's very disrespectful. I would never talk to my husband like that. Why is she even with him if she doesn't think he's manly enough anyway?
Yeah, it makes you wonder, like, what attracted her to him in the first place. If, like, because it seems like this is a very common occurrence. This isn't just, like, sometimes.
Right. And then also, I think you're very right in the whole the roles being reversed thing. Because imagine if like, you were to tell your wife, you would never. But imagine if you were to tell your wife that she's not womanly enough.
Oh,
and then it's
God,
like, well, what does that mean? And you start getting into the gender roles. And you're like, well, you don't cook enough. Or you don't clean enough. Like, that would be terrible.
A messy, messy situation.
I know. Yeah. I really like when we flip perspectives, because I do think sometimes, and I hate having to defend a man, sometimes, don't turn the music down for this. Sometimes.
Hold on. Actually.
No, don't do this to me.
Hang on for what Carla's about to say.
Sometimes we let ladies get away with doing stuff to men that we wouldn't the other way around. Sometimes,
okay. Yeah. Well, thank you for that, Jessica, for your perspective, and have a great day, okay?
you as well.
Bye, Jessica.
877-591-9696. Again, it's Miles in Orland Park, and his girlfriend is kind of his biggest bully, and she bullies him for not being manly enough.
But he loves her, though.
Yeah, there are good parts about their relationship, but this is making him question whether they should stay together, if it should be a match, or if this relationship is a mistake. So, 877-591-9696. What do you think? It's Moe and Carla Mornings on B96. It's B96 with Moe and Carla Mornings, and coming up at 8:40, we will have a chance for you to win $1,000 with our trivia game, Moe's Mega Minute. Right now, we got Match or Mistake with Miles in Orland Park, who has shared with us that his girlfriend is kind of bullying him and jokes at him a lot about not being quite manly enough.
She literally said that her brother could kick his butt.
And nobody wants that.
And I'm like, why are you even thinking about that?
Yeah. Hopefully him and the brother never get in a fight.
Right.
But like, it's really a, you would naturally get defensive and be like, actually, now I want to kick your brother's ass for no reason.
Right.
So we want to know, can this relationship be a match or a mistake? And most people have said it's a mistake, but Mary in Arlington Heights is offering up a different perspective. You say it could be a match, and why?
Yeah, I think it could be a match now, although I don't agree with her approach and saying that her brother could beat his ass and things like that. She may be looking at it as a perspective from, could he provide for her, you know, in the future? Could he be a good father? When comparing to her father and her brother, is he a man in that sense? Not so much in the sense of a lumberjack, but in the sense of a man, of like the man of the house. You know, can provide, be a good father. She compares him to her father, like, oh, this guy would be a really good person long term. Not the sense that he's like a man and like sports and things like that, but I'm just coming from a perspective of dating somebody 7 years younger than me.
Oh.
And I do have children as well. So for me, when I have conversations with him, it's about, are you going to be able to, you know, provide for me, not my children, you know, they've got a father, but for me, and be there for me, and, you know, be a good example to the children, and what does your future look like, you know?
Yeah. So you're saying these are the things she's saying out loud, but she could be evaluating a bigger picture overall.
Yeah, bigger picture overall. The delivery's terrible, and I have to admit my delivery's been kind of bad too in the past, so I have to be sensitive about that. But because of the age difference also, and just, you know, different, it comes from different aspects of life too, like where you came from and why you have to work that hard as well. So that comes into play as when you're looking to, you know, have a man in your life.
I think I get a little curious though, because if she is, you know, evaluating other parts of their relationship and maybe seeing like, oh, I would like somebody who's a little more like my dad in this way that I admire, then why continue to date someone that's so clearly not like that?
Right.
Because if that's what she wants, absolutely.
Yeah.
But go find that instead of beating someone down that you're with because they're not like that.
Yeah, I think you would get to a point. I think I would get to a point where I'm like, if I'm not what you're attracted to or what you're into, that's fine.
Let me go.
Yeah, you
know.
Release
me.
And,
yeah, I think so as well. Mm-hmm.
I think our summer camping trip when we went up to Wisconsin would have been probably the deal breaker for for my wife if she needed like a burly man in that sort of sense. But we made it through that, so we can make it through anything. Thank you so much, Mary, and have a great day, okay?
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye. Now back to you. Miles, it's your relationship. It's your life. Your girlfriend kind of bullies you for not being manly enough. But what do you think after everything you heard? Do you think it's going to be a match or do you think it's going to be a mistake?
I think it is. I think it's a match. I think it's a match. And I'm listening to what people are saying. And maybe it is time that I kind of step up and make sure she knows that I am in charge.
Oh.
like, you know, if her brother wants to act a fool at Thanksgiving, I'm not just going to sit there and take that.
Oh. You better step it up.
Yeah.
Miles.
Yeah, you show him. You know what? You know what? You pay me $10,000, I'll let you punch me in the face. Lightly. In front of your girlfriend.
Well, wait a minute. We might be able to make that work.
I don't actually want that.
but I appreciate hearing more power in your voice.
Yeah.
Like, yes, this can be a match, and not only because I'm manly, but because I say so.
Yeah, and maybe don't let your girlfriend bully you so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right. It just also sucks. That's one of those problems that might create itself.
Yeah.
She'll bully me, and then if I let her bully me, then she's like, why do you let me bully you?
Right.
Because dynamics take two people to create. And I think you've been very kind and stepped back and let her really take charge of a lot of things. And I think it's time for you to...
Show her you're the man.
Yeah. That feels weird saying because I'm like very much...
I'm like, at what point does this become toxic?
Right. We're teeter-tottering. Yeah.
We're wishing you the best.
That's what we're doing as well.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And I needed it.
All right, man.
Yeah, you go out there and you
chop down a tree today, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, maybe not that. My wrist's going to hurt.
It's B96. It's Moog and Carla Mornings. And it is now time for Moog's Mega Minute. We just need somebody who wants to win $1,000 to call us.
Yes, if you want to win $1,000 and you know a lot of trivia, so if you ever play in your car and you're like, oh man, how did they not get that one right? And you're yelling at your radio.
Today's now's your day. Chance. Yeah, let's do it. 877-591-9696. 10 trivia questions in 1 minute. If you get all of them correct, we will give you $1,000. It's that simple.
Yeah, all you got to do is call.
All right, it's Moog and Carla Mornings. And good luck to you. It's Chicago's B96.
When you rolled up in the Escalade, saw the W game to the valet, knew that it was game when you looked at me. Pulling up your sleeve so I could see the rolly blade. Saw you later in the corner booth, raising up a toast so I would notice you. But your heart's a mess, think you ought to know. Doesn't matter if you're balling out of control. Thought you'd understand, baby, credit cards aren't romance. Though you're trying to buy what's already yours, what I need from you is not available in stores. Seen a side of you that I really feel, doing way too much, never keep it real. If it doesn't change, gotta hit the road. Now I'm leaving with my keys, I've got to go.
Chesterton, good morning.
Good morning.
You ready to win some monies?
Yes.
All right, let's make it happen for you. It's going to be 10 trivia questions in 60 seconds. If you get all of them correct, you'll win that money. And we're going to start with this one I feel like you should know. Which music festival kicks off in Grant Park next week?
Lollapalooza.
Correct. How many pennies are in a dollar?
100.
Correct. A rose is a type of what?
A flower.
Correct. What color is wasabi?
Green.
Correct. Finish the phrase. What happens in Vegas?
Stays in Vegas.
Correct. Halfway there. Good as Hell and Truth Hurts are songs by who?
Oh.
Say pass if you don't know.
Pass.
What is the biggest planet in our solar system?
Crap. Saturn.
Incorrect. Where did the TV show Seinfeld take place?
Oh, New York City.
That's correct. Which company makes Snickers?
Hershey's.
Incorrect. What was Nike's original name?
Oh, pass.
Good as Hell and Truth Hurts are songs by who?
Say Madonna.
No.
Lizzo.
Wow.
Okay.
And you know what? Valid response.
Fair. All right.
Yeah.
What is the biggest planet in our solar system? You guessed Saturn, but it's
Jupiter, which I believe is next door.
Next door to Saturn, I think so. Yeah. I don't know, but I think you're right. And then, which company makes Snickers?
Another name of a planet, Mars.
Mars. And I didn't know this until right now. What was Nike's original name?
Blue Ribbon Sports.
Blue Ribbon Sports. So how about that?
I like Nike more.
Yeah, I like Nike too.
Or maybe we're just used to it.
Yeah, I don't know. But Blue Ribbon Sports probably wouldn't have lasted as long as Nike.
Right, like Nike Air Force Ones. That sounds cool. Blue Ribbon Sports Air Force Ones.
It's a little, probably wouldn't have been a song. Look, unfortunately, you did not win the $1,000 today, Samantha. But we had fun having you. We like your vibe.
Thanks.
And hopefully you learned some fun stuff.
She's like, that means nothing.
We learned that you hate Lizzo.
Yeah, you hate Lizzo. Why do you hate Lizzo?
Oh.
If I'm not mistaken, didn't she, like, make some sort of, like, fat-shaming comments to her dancers once?
Oh, I forgot.
That was the drama.
Yeah,
that did happen. And you know... Yeah.
There you go.
I forgot about that.
All right.
Thank you for the reminder.
Well, truth hurts.
We won't be playing her next. How about that?
Yeah, how about that? Just for you. Well, thank you so much for playing and have an amazing day. Okay, Samantha?
Thanks. You guys too.
All right, bye.
Bye. 96, show us what you got so you
can win. Volkswagen Minivan. Thanks to DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE or youraccidentattorneys.com.
Now, we would love if you called and shared your little victories. 877-591-9696.
Yeah, if you have anything nice to say about something going on in your life that you're super proud of or like a new accomplishment maybe, then you can share that with us.
Yeah, whatever it is that you're like, hell yeah, we want to be like that. Hell yeah.
Free
that
coffee.
With you, all right?
Whatever it is.
877-591-9696. Wrapping up the show with some little victories on B96. It's Mogan Carla Mornings, and we're going to start with Jessica in Mundelein. So you have an 8-year-old daughter. What's her name?
Her name's Layla.
Layla. And Layla's little victory is?
I can ride a 2-wheel bike.
Hey! Layla! That's huge.
Okay, tell us all about your new adventures that you're going to go on. Where did you first ride the 2-wheeler bike? Where were you?
I rode my 2-wheel bike to the park at first, like in my neighborhood.
Oh, cool.
And so who taught you to ride a bike? Was it your mom?
Actually, my mom and dad and my sister taught me.
Okay, so the whole crew teamed up to teach you how to ride the bike. Now, if you had any tips for our friend Carla on riding a bike, what would they be? Because
I don't know how.
Yeah.
What would you tell Carla? Like, what's your biggest tip? Bit of advice. What would make it easier?
Like to learn.
Like maybe.
How did you learn?
Like to listen, my mom like always would put on some music to like make me believe I could do it.
There you go.
Yeah, put on some music.
Championship
positive
music.
Affirmations. All right. I can do it.
I
Thank
like
you
it.
So much. And congrats, you're going to be going so many places now.
Say thank you.
Thank you.
Congrats on that little victory, and thank you both for sharing that with us. Have a great day, all right?
Thanks, you too.
All right, thanks, bye.
Bye.
Angelo in Blue Island. Hi.
Hello, Angelo. Hello, Angelo. You might have us muted. Sometimes oh, we yeah. do
Sometimes
that with
your
our cheek.
Yeah, gets it.
Well, just All in right. case he doesn't.
All right, Angelo, we think that you're muted because we are connected to you, but it says here that you had a good day yesterday, but, oh, your coworker gave you trouble and you need help.
Well, as soon as you call us back, we'll be able to help you, but...
Yeah, but it appears that we were not getting... I guess I hoped in this period of time that he would unmute...
this is what you call stalling.
Yeah, all right.
We've stalled enough, but we got a good little victory.
You know what? We enjoyed the bike thing, and we enjoyed that Angelo had a good day yesterday.
Do you have any little victories you'd like to share, Moog?
I mean, sure.
Okay.
We talked about earlier this morning that I'm in the state of Nevada. I'm going to be in their Broadcasters Hall of Fame.
Yay!
Which is pretty exciting.
That is a huge thing, and I feel like you are being shy about it.
I just feel like to people in Chicago, they probably don't care because it's not a local, you know what I mean?
And I totally get that. However, you did win an award, so congratulations.
I like any kind of award.
You just want a trophy, don't you?
A trophy with my name on it? Hell yeah, let's go. So that's exciting. That's a little victory. What about you?
I get to go on a boat today.
What for?
Yeah, my friend was like, do you want to go on a boat to see the fireworks tonight, like by Navy Pier?
Yeah.
And I said, sure.
Absolutely.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, all right. Amandi, amazing. Not to put you on the spot, do you have any sort of little victory that you'd like to share?
I feel like I keep talking about it, but I'm meeting Tyla this Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
My future wife. I love her.
Here's the thing. He's told us this like 7 times, and we're like, we know.
Yeah.
He
does love Tyla, and I love that you said your future wife.
Mm-hmm.
You're gay.
Is she enough to turn you?
You know, I...
Bring it to the dark side.
I've honestly thought about it, and I think we'd get up to a point, I'd be like, Diva, let's stop playing.
Diva?
Yeah, I think
let's
say
that. Let me try your outfit.
Let's go shop instead.
Exactly.
All right, well, you enjoy that. Everybody have a great day. We're going to be back tomorrow. We'll do the damn thing again. Letty B is on the radio next. And, enjoy your day. It's going to be like 73 today, and the air is cleaner, so get outside.
Go outside and take a little stroll.
Yeah, it's B96, the rhythm of Chicago.